Welcome back to Trot Radio. Who better to give the better what to look for in Extreme Pick 4 than two of the top drivers in extreme horsepower history, Dan Clements, Anthony McDonald, and make it three with J.R. Plott. Gentlemen, welcome to Trot Radio.
Thanks for having me on.
Now, before we get to your drives in the $10,000 Extreme Pick 4 races, I'd like to give our listeners some insight and opinions on the extreme races in general, because these are not races that are usually carted at your average track. Let's talk about post positions and the distance of the race, particularly in longer distance races. What's the best post to have, guys?
I don't think any post matters in the long races. It's just what kind of trip you work out.
My experience is same as Anthony. I'd rather be on the gate just for being able to hold them. Basically, you just got to feel the pace and go from there.
From Dan Clements, we go to J.R. Plott. J.R., what's your take?
Well, I agree with these guys for sure. The post, what do you really need is a good horse. Obviously, a good post helps, like 1 to 5, you know, it can position pretty well. But you need a good post. You need a good post, but the horse is the most important.
Now, what about in the short races, in the sprints? Anthony, does post matter as much then?
It does matter. I mean, for instance, well, the 5/8 mile race, it's always good to be closer. You know, to be closer to the inside, you want to get spotted away, you want to get a good trip. But the 1/8 mile race, actually the outside horses get an advantage because they don't have that recoil from the gate coming out of the turn, because it takes off right at the top of the stretch. From the middle of the gate to the outside, have a slight advantage, I would say, on the inside horses. But you got to have a fast horse. I mean, the horse that finishes last in here is going to be beat maybe a length. So.
Oh, wow, that should be really exciting to watch. Now, that leads me to another question, because on the thoroughbred side, in the sprints, it's preferred to have a spot on the outside because there's so much flow, you don't want to get shuffled back easily. That doesn't seem to be the case with the harness end of the sprint racing. You talk about wanting to be more inside. I'm just wondering why that is. Is it a different race flow?
No, for the sprint races?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, like for the 5/8 mile, I mean, you want to be up somewhere near. I mean, you seem to think that with 5/8 of a mile, you think the horse isn't going to get tired, but it's odd. I mean, it seems like the one lap around the 5/8 mile track, some of the horses do get tired and do get played out easily. Like, you wouldn't think they would, but they do. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you do want to, you got to have a good horse, and you got to be somewhere near the front you'd like to be, and things should work out.
Now, let me ask you about something that's completely new. It's been done, obviously, in Europe and Australia, places like that, and that's a standing start. How do you know which horses will do well from a standing start? Dan Clements, let's start with you.
The ones that are in it are the times that I've been in it. The handlers are holding it, and basically you just got to hope that you get off on the trot, and it's pretty much be the horse's temperament that is going to help him do well, because he won't spring to the gallop, but actually just land right on the trot and away you go.
Anthony McDonald, I would think some patience on the part of the driver to not want a gun out of there like you normally would in a race behind the gate would also be an asset?
Yeah, I believe so, but I mean, the emphasis has to be on keeping the horse on gate. I mean, I'd say the first five lengths of that race will set the tone of the rest of the race. I mean, there's going to have horses have problems at the start, be a little erratic, and if you can keep them calm and cool and get out of there on the trot, like Dan said, I think you have a huge advantage.
JR, you concur?
Yeah, for sure. I agree with these guys, and I can't wait for that race because I've never tried before, and it'll be interesting to see from walk into trot right away.
Yeah, that takes some horsemanship. Let's go to handicapping, and something that's going to drive me nuts when I'm watching it, and it has in the previous extreme races, is the clockwise race. How do you handicap that? Who has the advantage? The inside, outside? Does it really matter?
Some horses, it's kind of weird for them, and it's a weird feeling as a driver to be going the wrong way of the track that fast. People don't realize the difference. I mean, we're used to training and driving horses the raceway of the track, and mostly just jogging them the other way. So it's really weird for the horses, and it's really weird for the drivers.
I would think so, because you're using a new set of muscles. You're going to your right side now around the turns, correct?
Yeah, it really throws you off kilter sometimes. I find it does anyway.
What's the best post in that crazy 1/8 of a mile sprint? You're going one whole furlong. What's the best post to have? Or is it like quarter horse racing where you just point and go?
If I had my choice, I'd be right on the starter. I'd have to choose the 4 or 5 hole. But the one horse who would be coming off the turn would be, like Anthony said, the 1 or the 9 would be kind of flinging back or sailing forward, and the five, you would be a consistent speed and just hopefully follow that car right out of there. So that'd be my choice.
I want to ask J.R. Plon about this 2.5 mile race. J.R., of course, in Quebec, they run the Saint-Mille, the 5 mile, and they're very fond of their distance races. In the 2.5 mile race, is it all about the closers?
Oh, definitely. But like I said, you need a good horse, consistent horse, like a solid horse, you know, that will take you there for the distance. And getting him in position, it's really important as well.
There would be a bit of attrition, though, wouldn't there? Horses just quitting and you know, DNF and that sort of thing. It might turn into a regular horse race by the final half mile.
Yeah, that's what usually happens. Yeah, the last mile is where the good ones showed up, and then they just take off, I guess.
I'm trying to envision how much of a schmoz it would be coming out of... It's hard for me to say this in a harness racing context. Coming out of the 18 hole, Dan Clements, your thoughts?
I actually happen to have the 18 hole in the mile 5/8, and I guess I would prefer to have that than the 11 hole or the
really?
10, or the 10 hole. I mean, if you get, I had a horse in the 2.5 mile race a few years ago, and we were about a mile and a half in, and I was trapped on the inside, and she was severe puller, and I just had to bail to the inside. I couldn't hang on to her no more. So if I had my choice, I'd want to be in the outer flow with the option of being able to tip three wide or just follow the flow on the outside, as opposed to not having any option and just hoping you get lucky to get out. 18 hole or 10 hole, I'd prefer neither one, but I would take the 18.
Interesting insight. Let's talk about your drives, gentlemen, in the Pick 4 events. What horses should we watch out for other than your own? Let's start with race number 4, the Extreme Challenge, a mile and 5/8, 18 horses. Let's go to JR. You start from the rail.
And I have Winsong Genius in there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, oh, I like my chance. I like my post. You know, my horse is real lazy, and he'd probably go all day. So I'm looking forward for that race for sure.
Yeah.
I'll have to see how it unfolds. Probably get away as close as I can and, you know.
Yeah.
Go the distance.
Let's talk about race 5, the Extreme Rewind. This one's going clockwise at a mile and a quarter. Tony, you're on the sidelines, but quickly, what's your thoughts on this group?
I don't know, I'm looking quick out here. It's the same thing. We got quite a mixed bag. Abbey Rhodes, he's won it 3 years in a row. He's like 25 now. I can't imagine him winning it again. I don't know. I know Minto's JR's horse is kind of lazy and quiet. And, I mean, they're only going a mile and a quarter, so I don't know. I like the horse they picked to win, actually, Logan's Heroes.
Okay.
I think he's a better horse than these horses.
What do you think, JR?
I really like Mentos. He always gets going at the top of the stretch at Jordan. He always gets there too late, and he's real lazy. And I really like him in there.
You think the extra quarter mile will help?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. What do you think, Dan?
I've never driven the one I'm on, and I got the 9-0, so I'm just probably going to have to get lucky in this one.
Let's talk about race 6, the Extreme Dash for Cash, 1/8 of a mile, winner takes all. Let's get your thoughts on what will be the quickest race of the night. We'll start with JR.
I'm really excited about this horse, but obviously you want to win it. Second and third, it's absolutely a disaster. So, you know, going for 50,000, winner take all. And my horse apparently, I drove him before in the past a couple of years ago. He doesn't like the turn, but he's really fast out the gate, and he's really good in the straightaways. So this horse should be good, but there's other ones that are very fast. You know, Anthony's Awesome Best. She's winner last year. There's quite a few. Jasmo is very fast, you know. Yeah. Simon's horse inside, you know, most happy keen. So, yeah, I think it's wide open in there. I'm confident, but it's not going to be easy.
Tony, I want to go to you for a moment. Over at the WEG circuit now, they're posting the 1/8 mile time. It's usually in the neighborhood of around 13 seconds. What will it take to win this year?
It'll take a solid 12 seconds to win this race for sure. It's a straightaway. It's right out of the gate. You're going to be gunning out of there with horses. And if you look, there's a whole mixed bag in here also of horses, of cheaper horses and better horses. And it'll take a solid 12 seconds. I don't know what the record is, if they even have a record for 1/8 of a mile. But I've probably driven almost 20,000 horses in my life. And the one I'm driving is easily top 5 for getting out of the gate.
What's your take?
She's not an open mare or anything. She can just really, really spring out of there.
Let's talk about the Extreme Classic. This is a 2.5 miler, 18 horses. Dan, you're on the gate. JR, you're in the second tier. Let me get your thoughts on that. We'll start with Dan.
This is driver's race. My particular horse that I'm driving is a six claimer, but if I don't use him up early, he can go all day. He's I think the fastest he's ever tried is in 157, but the distance is the great equalizer, and I believe that this race, you know, you need the horse, but it's also going to be, I believe this is the true driver's race of the night.
Yeah, what about you, Tony? What do you think?
Oh, I think, you've got to keep a trotter trotting for 2.5 miles, and you have to have a good horse that can sustain the stamina and be a winner overall. I mean, at 2.5 miles, it really separates horses that want to win from the horses that don't. And there's some better horses in here and some mediocre horses in here. I think Jackpot Emotion has won it before, and he's originally from France,
yeah,
where they go extra distances.
I'm loving his chances.
He's an older horse. I'm not in here, but I'm kind of partial to the one Simon's driving. He's a nice little horse. I've driven him before, and there's a lot of decent horses in here, but it's going to take, at the end of the day, the horse that wants to win the race is going to win the race. And
yeah, I'm all over Jackpot Emotion in this one for the same reasons you've given. I've seen that horse race at a mile, and I've lost a lot of money on him because he's never on time.
And even when he's at a mile, sometimes he races a mile and a half.
Yeah, that's true. We'll see how he does at 2.5. I think he'll be a lot better. Gentlemen, this is an event you've attended now. You enjoy it, obviously, and you do it for the good of the game, and we certainly do appreciate that. Best of luck at the Extreme Night of Racing at Georgian, and thank you all for being on Trot Radio.